talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Moneycoin, Yourcoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. May God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, where you would be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Mean. What does it mean? Isn't it an amazing question? I've been hearing that all my life. And I thought I understood what it meant. I thought I understood what it meant. But I didn't. But I got it now. I got it now. You can listen to the show if you're out and about, traveling, vacation, working, at the gym, whatever, at the park, or wherever. Call 717-567-4971. 717-567-4971. That's amazing. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, JLP Talk on Twitter, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. I was reflecting on the way things are in my country, America, today. And it's just so amazing how it has almost become one in that everybody's angry. They're angry. And I wonder, how did that happen? Because at one time, there have always been angry people, but there were some people that were, who were not angry. They were not angry. They were not angry. But everybody seemed to be angry now. Even the, it's like the non-Christian people have crept into the Christian world. And now the world, the Christians are angry and acting like the non-Christian. No love, all anger. And I realized that it's because the children of the devil have been pushing this idea of anger and blame and all that for a long time now, for years. For years, to the point it has become, the abnorm has become the norm. Even Christians, there are Christians who don't believe that you can live a life free of anger. And that's new, too. It's been around for a while, but it's new. Christians knew in the good old days that you can live a life of anger, of free of anger. You could. You don't have to be angry. But that idea is mostly gone now. Everybody and their mama are angry. And it's crazy to see it, but I understand it. When you don't take control of your own life as adults, then you will be same as the world. You will treat yourself that way and others. Because what you're doing to you, you will do unto others. What you're doing to yourself, you will do unto others. There's no way around it. But you don't have to live as an angry person. You do not have to live as an angry person. Whether you're male or female, it's harder for ladies to overcome it. And but they can too. And the reason it's harder for women is because of that order. God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God. And so she has his nature. So it's harder for her to do it because it's hard for her to see that, for the woman to see that it's wrong to be angry. They think that they justify anger and think that you should support them in it. You know, support me in my emotions. He doesn't show me he loved me when I'm angry or upset or whatever, right? But men, most men know that something is wrong with anger because the God above is their God. And they may not know how to, what it takes to overcome it, but they know that something's wrong with it. But the whole world is angry. And especially in America. And I can say that because I live in America and I see it. It's crazy that most people believe in anger today. And then the Christians are so dumb about it that they'll say Jesus was angry to justify being angry, and Jesus was not angry. There's no love in anger. Anger is of your dad and the devil. And Jesus was not of the devil. But they can't put that together for some reason. And I understand it. Really, I do understand it, but you can overcome anger. You can overcome. You can't, but seeing that you have that of the heart, you have the anger of the heart, seeing it would cause you to overcome anger. It really, really will. Because it's a mad, mad world out there. The world, when I say the world, I mean the people of the world. The people are the world. And they're out of control. And I notice that the more that women take over and this country has allowed that to happen and continue to allow it to happen, the more they take over in the homes, in the schools, in the government, in the workplace, wherever, then anger become more prevalent. It seemed to be more okay to be it. Because the woman is giving you what she has. She doesn't have love. She only has anger. She only has hate. And that's all she can give. So now that they're in these positions, that's what they're pushing. And if you are a man or woman who have managed to overcome, then they won't like you. You become their enemy. Because if you've overcome the anger, it's the light of the Father shining through you, and the darkness hate the light. Women hate men who are not angry like them and who are not emotional. Look how they go after Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. Because he is not angry. Think about the couples that are married or living together and not married. If that man doesn't cater to her anger, he has double trouble. And men try not to give into it, but they don't know, understand her reaction to them not being going along with the anger. It's crazy, right? It's a spiritual battle. We must be born of the Spirit of the Father, God. Because born through the woman, you are born of the spirit of the devil. And what a mess we have. And it's not just in America, it is around the world. Because it's a battle between good and evil. The darkness hate the light, and the darkness want to destroy the light. And it does it by destroying your heart, your soul. Once your soul is angry, the real you is angry. That's it. That's why you must forgive. You can overcome. There's a way out. If you have anger against anyone, go and forgive, and I will forgive you before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thus said the Lord. You got to forgive. There's a real kingdom inside of us, folks. It really, really is. Read the New Testament. There is a kingdom that you can live from. You don't have to be so outwardly living. You can live from it, but you must be born of it. And you can't get in unless you overcome the anger first. Before you enter the kingdom, you got to clean your shoes off. You know how to... I think the Japanese or Chinese or somebody, they, you have to take your shoes off before you go into their home. At least they used to. I don't know, they're still doing it. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to take your shoes off, meaning you have to take off the anger. And again, you can't do it. It'll be done through you. The whole world is angry, and it's due to not seeing what's going on now. It's amazing not seeing and understanding what's happening. And what is even worse about it, bad about it, the woman is being placed in these power position of so-called power decision-making. It's like they're adding to the anger and don't know it. When you allow this to happen, it's not going to get better. You're catering to the spirit of the devil. It's not in the woman to lead. It's in the man's nature to lead. That's why men have to overcome that fallen state so they can get over the nature of mama. And it's not mama's nature. It's the devil nature that made a home in mama, a grandmama, whomever raised you, right? It's not that difficult. I want to give you a couple examples here of what happens when you allow women to take over. And when I say allow, there are men who are literally voting these women in. There are men who are standing with women who believe in abortion. These women support killing the man's children in the womb. And there are men who stand with them on that. Well, I have nothing to say if she decides to kill the baby. But it's your baby, too. It's her body. It's not her body. That's not true either. When a woman can tell me how she created a body, the body that she lives in, then it'll be her body. But until she can do that, it's not her body. But the men go along with it. And it just leaves the woman open to go totally out of control. It is the darndest thing I ever seen, folks. And women are hysterical about discovering the possibility of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. They cannot believe that they will not be able to kill in the womb, to murder in the womb, to kill humans inside the body. They can't believe that that opportunity may be taken away from them. Even though it won't, because state to state will decide if a woman can kill the baby or not. And these women are ticked because the Supreme Court may change it. Women are in hysterical after the Supreme Court draft opinion striking down Roe versus Wade was leaked to the media. Right away, they just went out into the streets and started screaming, "Help, help! They want to stop me from killing the children in the womb." I hope Jesus Christ is not trying to come back through the womb, because Christians think Jesus is coming back. I hope it's not through the womb again. I want to give you an example here of an evil, wicked, of the devil woman who is ticked because of this leak of the U.S. Supreme Court. And this woman is in a so-called position of power, perceived position. And she is for abortions like Nanny going north. And this country was crazy enough to let her become so-called vice president of the United States of America. They put the devil at the head of the country. The devil in a Christian country. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that this would happen in America? This is from Disclosed TV. Kamala Harris spoke out against the Supreme Court opinion at a conference. Watch this.
"Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women, well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights and their freedoms?"
Amazing, right? See what happens when you let women loose? When you let them out on their own, they can't see the right way to go. And it sounded like a speech that she was reading. It wasn't even from the heart. But when you let women, when men, the light of the man is not shining so that the world can see the right way to go, this is what happens. women cannot see the right way to go unless the man has the light there to shine. If they're not married, the woman can go straight to the father. But if she's married, she got to go through her husband. And Kamala Harris cannot see. She's in darkness. And she has no business at all being the head or the vice president, so-called vice president of the United States of America. This woman thinks she is in charge of her future. This woman thinks killing children in the womb will stop her from having a life. And we're talking about killing children. And they have nothing to do with, women don't have anything to do with children. All they do is land up. They're just the oven. They're just the oven where the man put the bread. I have something to say. They have nothing else to do with it, but they're so prideful that they take pride in being the oven as though they're the God maker. I brought you in this world. I'll take you out. If it wasn't for a woman, there would be no children. That's not true. You can put a man's sperm in a test tube thing now. But they're so, because of Satan being the woman's daddy, she's all ego. She says she has something to do with it. And that's why when men and women, boys and girls, become adults, the women still want to rule your life. You're still their baby. They still own you in their mind because they're on an ego trip. And if you try to get away, they'll try to destroy you. As an adult, you try to go out on your own, be your own woman, your own man, they'll try to destroy you. They'll build armor against you because mama owns you forever. This is why men got to wake up and overcome that woman mindset, overcome that woman's nature. Otherwise, it's going to get worse. There are no laws or nothing that can make it better. We got to bring back the order of God. Men over women, not women over men. Women can't even raise children on their own. They need the man to raise the children. Look how screwed up the kids are when you can't raise them. Look how screwed up black men and women are because they're raised by their mothers and grandmothers and not their fathers. They're screwed up. Mentally, emotionally, they can't see. This is a serious thing, not for something for you to be freaking out, but what's happening in the world, and especially in America, is not good. You're letting these children of the devil take over. Under the pretense of being fair. If a man can do it, a woman can too. No, she can't. Everything they touch, you have to weaken it. Military, you have to bring down the standards. At work, you got to bring down the standards. No matter where. It's not in the woman's nature. It's in her nature to follow the man, to listen. Another example of an evil, insane woman that should not be in government. This woman doesn't know if she's an Indian or a white woman. And she's in government. This is from Twitter. A woman by the name of Elizabeth Warren, so-called senator, right, is visibly emotional at the news. This woman's emotional about the news of not being able to kill children in the womb. Isn't that amazing? Mad about it. And why would a man marry a woman knowing that she's going to kill his children? The only reason for marriage is to have children. If you don't want to have children, there's no reason to get married. Not one iota of a reason. It's only to start a family. It's not just for men and women to get together. It's to start a family. If you don't want children, why marriage? Here's Elizabeth Warren from Twitter.
I am angry. Angry and upset. Angry and upset and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. That the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country... Across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people want Roe versus Wade to maintain.
Amazing. And you got that in government. How would you like to be married to that? Can you imagine going home to that every night? And this is all about politics. She's not as mad as she's pretending. It's about trying to maintain control come November. This is a political ploy. She's not as mad because she knows that states can vote on whether they want abortion or not. Different states can still have abortion. California, New York, they're not letting abortion go. It's the individual states. And she knows. So neither one of those stupid women are mad about, as angry as they were saying, blaming the Republicans. Because the Republicans are no different than the Democrats. So they're the same, right? It's just that they're trying to put the word out, vote for us in November. That's what this is all about. It's an act. It is an act. It is not real, folks. Election times are coming up, which is, I'm not that excited about it, because unless you're going to vote out the right or Republicans, all of them, and vote in men that are going to stand up, it's just more of the same. Everything will continue. It will continue. I look at some of the people who are running on the Republican side now. And they're weak. I seen a few who seem to be strong, but they sound weak, they act weak. Even the black Republicans who are running are just nothing. It's not encouraging. It's not encouraging. Revolver is reporting that even Amazon is getting in on this. Amazon going to help women, according to Revolver, who want to have abortions. According to the Revolver, Amazon has promised to reimburse U.S. employees who have to travel for an abortion. So if y'all got to travel, we're going to reimburse you for the travel. If you're going to travel to have an abortion. And this man's supposed to be a man. Well, a beta male, right? He's helping these women kill children in the womb. He's helping them to kill children. And it's the man's role to protect the children. Not to support killing the children in the womb. And abortion is murder. Abortion is worse than slavery. If you're also upset about slavery, why are you so upset about abortion? Why are you not? Why are you not trying to protect the innocent in the womb? Nobody care about nobody today. It's not about love. There is no love. There is no love in families, in relationships, and not there is no love. It's all ego. It's all about how you feel. Really, it's all about how you feel. And that's not love. And until men return back to their proper state of being, there will be no love on this earth. It will be no love. It'll be the Old Testament, because that's what it's becoming. Pain and suffering and no love. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats and everything. But this is crazy what's happening, and it doesn't have to be this way. The Christians are like, well, the Bible says it's going to be. It doesn't have. It's this way because. Not that it have to be this way. Amazing. Back in a moment. Quick break. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. We have exclusive content on subscribestar.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and rockfin.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So check it out. Exclusive content. And tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, is Ms. Form. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Thursday night, every first Thursday night of the month. Ms. Form at 7 p.m. And ladies, don't worry. Yours is the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. for ladies only. And then Sunday morning church for everybody. And tonight, this evening, at 4 p.m. Pacific time, Bond Archive Sunday Service YouTube premiere at 4 p.m. The one thing that I fear most is what we'll be talking about. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. At 4 p.m. today, Bond Archive Sunday Service YouTube premiere. 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? Check it out. Amazing. Let me go to Russell, a first-time caller out of Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, oh, my mind. Russell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I've been married for 3 years, and I don't know, I've just been going through a lot, and I don't really have a question for you, but I'll really just like to more so see myself, and I'm thinking about getting a divorce, and I just been going through hell, man, with an extremely emotional wife, and I feel like no matter what I do, it's not good enough, no matter what I sacrifice. for my life and for my marriage and for my relationship with God, it's all put aside. And I just don't know what to do. And I have a decent life and I can really see a future for myself, but I just don't know what to do. And I don't know. I would like for you to, I guess maybe help me to figure some things out here. I just don't know. I've always wanted to talk to you. I've been listening to you for probably about 5 years now, and it's helped my life so much, but I'm having trouble moving forward with being a better person personally because of my marriage.
You have children with this woman?
No.
Oh, you have no children?
No.
Well, why did you get married?
I was young. I met her, and she's part of a certain religious group. And from just getting to know her, I thought that, you know, I thought that she loved God as much as I did, or was willing to learn more about him as I was. And that was one of the main reasons. And I thought she was a nice person and kind and considerate.
How old are you?
I'm 33. And the age of Jesus.
How long have you been married? 5 years, you say?
I've been dating her for 3 years, and we've been married for 3 years now.
Oh, I see. And why don't you have children?
Honestly, because she doesn't want to have children. And currently, for the last 3 years, ever since we got married, she's been on birth control.
And how is she treating you that's causing you to feel so bad?
Basically, she goes to a church, and she goes all the time. And basically, I can't go through 1 week with her, no matter how well things are going, and, you know, how the example of how things are going from the evidence of what's happened in our lives. I can't go through a week with her without her being extremely emotional, calling me crying about some of the smallest things.
So so she's not the woman you thought she was. You don't have children with her. Why do you stay with her?
Maybe my marriage is too important to me, as I've heard, and which makes sense. You know, maybe it's too important to me. I think my marriage is the one thing in my life that I take too seriously.
And that's why you're suffering, because you should not put anybody or anything before God. And you made this woman or your marriage your God, and now your God is destroying you, and you can't get away or won't get away because she is your God. And you said she doesn't want to have children. If she's acting the way you say she's acting, there's no reason to stay with her. There's not one reason to stay with her.
And from listening to you and things, I really, you know, appreciate God showing me that after all this time that she's just stay with me. But there's no buts. I really know this. I really feel like God is giving me the answer, and it's just really hard for me.
So I really do
love my wife as I love all people.
You don't love her, and she doesn't love you. You don't love her. She is your God, and you don't love her. It's all about the ego. It has nothing to do with God, and you have no love for her, because if you truly loved her, you'd be gone.
And that's the biggest thing that I've been thinking about, is that, and I've been telling her for years, is that I really do want her to be happy and, you know, find joy. And I want joy for myself. And I do feel exactly what you said, which is that true love for her would be to us to do the right thing and stop being with one another.
Yeah, you need to forgive her for yourself and her and move on with your life. You said the woman did not want children. You want kids, right? You want children?
Yes, sir.
So she doesn't want any children. Why waste your time?
I have no idea.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
My mother passed away when I was 26.
And do you realize you're married to your mother?
Certain things I see about her, yes, I do realize are like my mother.
Yeah. And so forgive your mother, though she is dead. Forgive her. She could not help herself the same way your wife cannot help herself. She's filled with hatred as well. And she's become like her mother. So forgive her and don't hold anything against yourself because God is not judging you on this at all. So, and get away from this woman, man. Make sure you take her name off the bank account before, you know, don't let her know you're leaving because she'll rip you off. But get away from this woman.
We throughout our marriage, we own nothing together.
Nice.
Everything that is mine is mine, and everything that is hers is hers.
So there's no reason to stay with her then.
I agree, and it feels like we haven't built anything together, you know, which is fine with me because I know I don't need people, you know, friends or family members, you know. I know that God is always with me. When I was growing up, my mother, she was an alcoholic, and when I was so young, you know, she would, you know, spank us for the craziest of things. And
yeah,
but as I got older, I'm the kind of person that, you know, I live in a black neighborhood and things, and I'm black myself.
You black?
But I
is she black?
But yes, my wife is black.
Okay.
But I've just noticed, you know, things. I've always been perceptive. I've always listened and watched for so long, and I've always just had that neutral inside feeling that I do feel is from God. That voiceless voice that just says, "Hey, you know, be patient and watch and learn and be quick to listen and slow to speak." And as I was young, I do really, really feel, and I did tell my mother all those years ago that, you know, hey, I forgive you. You know, she through her drinking problem, she hands up and said, you know, hey, I don't want to do this. And she had my half brother and me, and basically my father and her got a divorce, and she basically just disappeared for a while. And my father one night came and got us, and I've grown up with my father all my life.
Nice.
And my mom did come back, and for a while she lived down the street from us. And I did, you know, I don't know what it was, but I've always known that I don't hold a grudge against my mother for being, not being there, especially when I had so much fun with my, living with my father.
Yeah.
I don't have any resentment for my mother. And I really appreciate that she did, you know, throw her hands up and say, hey, I'm going to let the father take care of the children, and I'm going to go get it together myself.
What's causing you to cry about having to leave, about this woman you're with? Why are you crying about it?
I don't know. I don't cry often. I've smoked pot kind of for a long time, and I've been off of it for about 2 weeks, and I've been feeling great, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope to stay that way if the Lord's willing, the creek don't rise, you know. But
so
just,
you don't know why you're crying?
Satan?
The reason you're crying is because your ego is hurting because of the way this woman is treating you. And it's not you. You think that the pain you feel is you, and it's not you. It's all ego. It's the nature of the devil that made a home in you. And that's what's causing you to cry, because you have identified with it and you think it's you. But this is the thing that's going to have to die from you. And when you leave this woman and allow yourself to go through this pain, the ego will die and you will never have to go through anything else again. It'll be fine. Because you'll see that you have never been your thoughts and emotions, the feelings that you have, whether good feelings or bad, quote unquote, good feelings or bad feelings. You have never been that, but you have identified with it. And so you think that is you. You think that is you that's hurting because you, this woman is acting this way. You go out to leave her. You think it's you, and it's not.
I totally agree with you. And I really do feel like me making the right choice and going with what God has shown me will be the next step of my ego death. And it's, you know, I try my best to remind myself daily when I'm in my thoughts to realize that, you know, it's not me, no matter if, like, it's not about what you say, you know, it's just,
right. Even if you don't believe it yet, even if you don't believe that you're not your thought, you still need to say it. And you'll see, and you would know that you're not your thought. Those thoughts are not yours. They're not you. The feelings are not you. And you'll see, the real you is feeling nothing. The real you is having no thoughts. The real you don't have up and down pain. There's no fear. There's no loneliness. There's no sadness. There's no, I try to identify with one group or another one. There's none of that in the real you. But in the not you, which is of the devil, it's all that stuff going on. And it's an illusion. It's not even real. But because you think it is what making it so. And you're fortunate.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You're fortunate in that you don't have children with this woman. You see who she is. You're fortunate that you could walk away without having to worry about your children.
Right. And over the time, that's what I've really been thinking about, how important that is that we don't have children.
Yeah.
And that it should be something easy.
But your ego is attached to her ego. She is your God, and that's the only reason you haven't done it. I highly recommend, based on everything you said, based on what you said, I highly recommend you pack your bags and get away and let the ego suffer through it. It's not you. And it's like going through a withdrawal. You're gonna, the pain body will have pain, but you won't have the pain because you know it's not you. But I would pack my bag. I recommend you pack your bags and get out of there like night and going north.
And you asked me earlier of why I married her, and the reason I gave you was one of the reasons, but also we got married young. It was the fake feeling of loneliness.
Yeah.
And me being around a lot of my peers and friends who, sure, they have sex out of wedlock, and they always had girlfriends and things, and we always joke with each other and, you know, and have a good time with each other messing around, but they would always say, you know, in the black community today, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but a lot of older men, and they teach young boys and young women that sex out of wedlock is a normal thing. And basically through all those things, though I thought they were jokes back then, it started to instill that fake loneliness in me.
Yeah.
And once I got married and went through the things that I've gone through, I noticed that I wasn't lonely, and I was just mistaken, you know?
Yep. And be blessed, be glad that you can see it, because sometimes it takes suffering like this to make you wake up. The suffering that you're going through is not a bad thing. It's a thing to make you wake up before you fall off the bridge, right? And so be glad that you can see this and get away from it. I would recommend you leave right away. Get yourself an apartment, save your money. Do you own a house? You guys live in a home, a house?
My grandmother passed away in like 2001 or so long ago, and she left me and my brother a house. I own a house, and I've wasted my money, my time, you know, trying to make things work with her. And now my home is in shambles. My brother and my father live there.
But you and your wife don't live in your
home. We used to, and then I listened to her, and we moved away, and we bought this other old home, and it's just been hell, Jesse.
Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Yes, sir.
The house you live in now with her, both of you own it together?
No, she did not put my name on the house, and when we were moving out of our apartment that we had for the 1 year, I told her that, you know, you didn't even put my name on the house, and I should probably just though I moved back with my dad. And I've just made so many mistakes.
And it's so did you help pay for the house?
Piling up. No. Yes, I did, Jesse. Yes, I did. Now that I think about it.
What a beta. Beta. What a beta.
Beta.
I've been a beta, but not that beta.
not large sums of money, but whatever I could give. I'm a young entrepreneur, and I work with my uncle, and we own a business together. But
Russ, I got a rubber
the things that I can.
Let me tell you this. Here's my best. Are you doing the silent prayer dot video?
Not every day and every night.
So you're not doing it?
Yes, sir.
I would highly recommend you do that. I would highly recommend, based on the information you've given me, you pack your bags and get out of there and go live your life.
Yes, yes.
And let this ego pain that you have die. Overcome it so you never have to go through this again. This is happening so that the real you can come, be made clear to you, and the not you can die. God said that in order to live, we must die, meaning that the ego must die. And so you're in a perfect position for that now. Take advantage of it. Wish this woman well. Don't be mad at her. Don't try to get back at her. Don't let her be and go her way. If she tried to be nice to get you back, don't fall for it. And let her go her way. And you save your money, work, save your money, and build a life for yourself. You'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
And don't let Satan tell you you need to stay. You do not need to stay.
Correct. This isn't my first time leaving. I gave it 2 months last time, and right back to the same thing. So and God is showing me.
Yeah.
The right thing to do.
And when you leave, don't be texting her. Don't be calling. Don't be, I want to be friends. No, you don't. You don't want to be friends with the devil. You already know the devil. You don't want to be friends with the devil. So, and if she starts dating someone else, that's fine. You just go live your life.
Yes, sir. And, I totally agree with you. And I just, you know, before I called, I already knew that God was showing me and, I knew what you were going to say, basically. You know, not that I never assume, right, but I know this is the right thing.
Because we already know
texting,
the truth.
No calling, no playing around with her no more.
Right. We know the truth already. And I want you to really be alert, because when she sees that you're really being strong and you're overcoming and this time you're serious about it, she's going to try to bring you down by offering you sex or food or try to be nice, and because she live off your weakness. And so when she see that you're trying to be strong, she's going to try to get you back so she can just continue to destroy you. Don't fall for it.
I will not.
Don't fall for it, and be straight up honest with her. Just don't be angry, and don't try to get revenge.
Correct.
All right?
And, yes, I'm going to let you go, Jesse, and I have been working on my anger, but sometimes I have little small flare-ups, and it just shows me that it's still there.
And I
really do think that this will help me to further
continue
down the path.
And when you see little small flares of it, just seeing it, that's all you have to do. There's nothing else you need or can do about it. Just see it and let it pass, and you'll be fine. It'll be taken completely away from you. This is why you got to learn to be still. Do the silent prayer. And if you stay on that straight and narrow path, you'll come out on top of all this stuff. It will pass, and you'll discover things about yourself and about others that you had no idea. It'll blow your mind, but it'll be a blessing for you. So you got to stay on the straight and narrow path no matter what happens.
Like I said, you know, I have a lot of so-called friends and family members, but throughout this last 2 years, the people that I've known the most, I've just been not judging them, but it's just, you know, I can't help but see things about them, you know. And
well, be glad to see it, because they've never been your friend or family members at all. It's always been fake and phony. So be glad to see that and let them go and wish them well. Don't try to get back at them. Just wish them well. Don't argue with them. Don't try to convince them. Just wish them well.
correct.
And stay away. So do the silent prayer, watch the thoughts, get away from that woman, ASAP, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
All right. I wish you well, Russell. Call me again.
All right. I wish you well as well, Jesse.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. When I come back, your super chats, more of your calls. Back in a moment. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Commie capitalist corporations are pressured by the radical homosexuals, feminists, and the POC organizations to censor the truth on Twitter. And baby killing radicals are freaking out over the Supreme Court. John Roberts, this rhino chief justice, wants the marshal of the court to find the leaker over the Alito opinion draft. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Stay tuned for hour two. Jesse Lee will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. Men's Forum tomorrow night, first Thursday of the month, May 5th, 7 p.m. here at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Social media censorship terrorists. Here's a tweet from Elon Musk. Who funds these organizations that want to control your access to information?
Officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Join me on the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello. And welcome to Plato's Cave. On WZZR, coming to you from Australia for Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. It's home to fresh ideas. Well, some are not so fresh, I'll be honest with you. And good conversations, and they're always good. In the chat room, if you can make it there. So if you're getting this canned, try to make it live. Come to the chat room. It's full of interesting characters, and you'll get a good conversation going, I am sure. The station is not beholden to anyone. That means that no one is paying for this. No corporations, no governments, no three-letter agencies, as it were. Which means, though, that we need your support. And you can donate or subscribe or buy some merch on the site, whatever you like. And any donation is good. Any form of currency, crypto, fiat, whatever floats your boat. The station is equipped and prepared to take it, to keep the servers running. And that's the wonderful thing about the internet. It's all online. On the line. All the time. This is a show and it has a number. Number 57. 7 and 50. 57. 57. Going once, going twice. Sold to the gentleman in the back. 57. Very good. Now, you can catch the cave on air, online, on your smart device. On the line. Grab an app to listen anywhere or listen at home on a Grace Tabletop Digital Radio. Radio. Come and check out the archives on the station's website. It's free. Used to cost money. Now it's free. Just go in there. It says archives. Can't really miss it. It's a flat file system. So drill down to the folder that you want and look at the, well, not so much look at, but listen to the content that you desire. Before we start broadcasting at you in anger, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land from which we broadcast. And today for Dave, that is?
Well, it's supposed to be the Boonerong Boonwarong people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, okay, it's still in Melbourne, is it, or?
Yeah, Melbourne City. Good
man.
Yeah.
Good man. Awesome. And for me, as always, the direct people, and we would like to pay our respects to elders past, present, and future. And what a week it has been. And what a week it has been. that's what they say, and they're always right. Last show, Tuesday, we discussed the insanity of it all. What was it, the crazy salad? I can't remember.
That's correct, yeah.
Crazy salad. So, what do we discuss today? I mean, it is still full of crazy. The world hasn't gotten any saner that I've seen. But there's one silver lining that I see, you know, at the end of this tunnel of clouds. Sorry, there's a silver lining there. You know what that is?
Change.
They brought back a real Star Trek show. Not brought back, but it started today. Called Star Trek Strange New Worlds, and people nice. Tell me it's in the same format as the old Star Trek shows. So I'm looking forward to that.
You mean that there's a non-speaking junior officer in before the first ad break that eats it?
Probably. Retchers! So it's actually a Pike. It's following the adventures of Commander Pike. Oh. Who was, as you may know, was the original commander on the pilot show for Star Trek.
Ah.
And they
should have explored Barclay a bit more.
Oh, I like Barclay was
fun. I know, right?
Yeah. And now Pike also is the guy that features in the first Star Trek movie when they find V'ger. And it is his girlfriend, Dalton. And that is sort of taken over by the Vegan super intelligence. Anyway, that's the, oh my god, I'm all nerded out now.
Goodness me, get your nerd on.
What? I love Star Trek.
Nerd loaded, 100% successfully.
Hey, if I had my girlfriend, she'd kill me.
do you know what I have to say? That if I had a girlfriend, she'd kill me. That's funny. My partner I can't even remember how many years now.
5,000 years.
It's 30 something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She sat bolt upright one day in bed, instead of waking up calmly, and just went, "I'm a nerd."
So she is, or you are?
No, she said it to herself.
Oh, good.
It was a reckoning. A self-discovery, instant reckoning. Sudden onset of nerdity. Nerdity? No? Yeah. Because we watched the Star Trek episodes, Star Trek, Star Wars, Red Dwarf. Yeah, we can quote most stuff either from The Simpsons or Red Dwarf.
Nerdology, that's what this is.
Nerdology, there you go. So, well, welcome aboard, Mackie.
Welcome aboard, he says. I invented nerd.
Do you know what happens when you have that self-discovery? Suddenly you get an honorary membership with a little badge and a pamphlet to the club.
They come at midnight, knock on your door. Excuse me? Is this a bad time? Excuse me? No, perfect. I wasn't sleeping at all.
Hang on. Penny?
Oh, priceless. If you didn't laugh at that, then there's something wrong with you. I loved that show as well. I felt that if I hadn't done what I do now, working on IT and whatnot, I still regret not going into academia.
Yeah,
it's funny how teachers discourage you, not actively, I mean, some can encourage you, but others discourage you from going down certain paths because of one comment or, you know, maybe you failed a certain test and, you know, who knows? But
well, they just had a bad day.
Yeah, it could be, right? Mm-hmm. And
but that's your take-home message for the whole of your school career.
Yeah. I mean, we had a really, really average physics teacher. We had an awesome biology teacher when I was in year 5, 6, and 7. But the physics teacher we had, he was very average, and he didn't instill any kind of sense of awe into, well, any of us, I don't think. And I certainly didn't walk away all enamored with science. I only found my love of science later. I always loved the, I guess, biological, or chemistry, biology. I loved those sciences, right? Physics and such, I came to love later as I understood them better. Not from school learning, I'm telling you that. And you know, you wonder what your life would have been like had you taken a different route. I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way, right?
My case is the almost complete opposite to you.
Okay.
So I fell into physics because that was the most delightful classes that I ever took. And Professor Joel Levine, who has tenure at some amazing university in America, was my physics teacher. And I almost knew all the answers automatically for some reason, which was just awesome. However, my modern history teacher, it was like being given melatonin. I could not stay awake at all. I would have enjoyed it. I kind of felt like the students, Bueller, right? From that class when he answers all his own questions. You know?
I'm with you.
Which economics?
Voodoo. Voodoo economics.
Economics. Classic. So, yeah, so for me it was the opposite. I drew surfboards. I could not listen to modern history because there was a lot of postulation and conjecture around what we were supposed to answer, and that did my head in, whereas physics wasn't. It was all equations, and I really suited that. So when they said, oh, what was Hitler thinking when he invaded Poland? I don't know. The guy's a Fruit Loop.
Gravity is a force that is too small to properly account for itself.
I could only be a comedian when I was writing my answers, and of course I failed that miserably.
Failed it. He was thinking of his mother. Surely. He was Austrian, come on.
Yes, but the shopping list, you know, like things to do today, pick up the washing. Right,
Poland.
Buy some milk. Invade Poland,
and make sure you get the roll-up socks. You need roll-up socks, right? What?
Who knows?
I know it's roll-up socks all the way, my friend. That's where we're at. This is what it is. This is where we go. No, but it is. And again, I believe very, very firmly that we went off the rails a long time ago when it comes to education. Deliberately so, and that's why I brought this up. Education is one of the other pillars of control, obviously, that we are exposed to. So religion for the longest time was really effective, especially when people were illiterate. It was fucking brilliant. Awesome.
It was French. Yeah. I had French in there somewhere.
I said French. It was a Frenchly awesome.
Good morning to listeners out there.
Yeah, what do you want these people to learn to? To read and write for. Next thing you want women for, voting or driving a car, right? Crazy people.
What are you, Nostradamus? Yeah.
What? Yeah. So that's what you could do easily, right? Then education came along and there were different highlights throughout the ages where education was really, really good and a few people got really, really good educations. Not a lot, never the majority, but recently in the last couple of hundred years, a lot of us did. And, religion weakened as a tool of control, somewhat, certainly now. While there's still a lot of religious people out there, right? It no longer holds the same sway it once did.
So we could say that right now about the difference between television media and social media.
Yeah.
Because television media is waning. Certainly newspaper print media is has waned already.
That's actually a really good analogy in a way, because I mean, for the longest time, TV, radio and TV, they were the mediums of communication, right? I mean, at you, it was communicated at you. Mm-hmm. These days, traditional broadcast TV and radio are very much on the decline, and people are choosing their own entertainment. Now, not everybody in the world, obviously, has this luxury, but a lot of people do, and this the broadcast media, the print media, anyway, but the broadcast media is slowly going the way of the dodo, not becoming irrelevant quite yet, but just not having that pole position that it used to have. And so religion is the same. So education came along and sort of took that, and so did science to some extent, which, you know, grew out of education. But because we are people, we can't help ourselves. We need to be dogmatic. We need truths in our life. We need fundamental basic truths. Like in religion was really easy. God, this is what God said. Ten commandments. You don't do that. You go to hell. It's really pretty straightforward stuff, right? Science.
Back in those days, Mackie, you only had to remember 10 rules. It was pretty good.
It was good. Now all these formulas and
physical
laws of nature. But see, then along came Darwin, evolution, and then before him others as well. It's just getting harder and harder. And they go, so the rules are getting more complicated, but we still want truths. We don't want you to tell me that science is continuously changing because, you know, our knowledge changes. We have new experiments and we have new findings, and all of a sudden what you knew yesterday is no longer true tomorrow, right? That's no good to people at all. I reckon if you go take a poll in the street, people my age, over 40, let's say, and say, well, Neanderthal, ancestor or cousin?
Oh, ancestor. They would all say ancestor.
Yeah, completely incorrect.
Yeah. It's incorrect, yeah.
Yeah, completely. Nonetheless, there we are, because it's the truth. You hang your head on it. Beautiful. Pyramids. How were they built? By Egyptians and with love, as Zahi Hawass says.
So very big whips.
The pyramids, they were built with love. So much love for the pharaoh. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, go on. Okay. Build them again. I'll wait for you.
I'll be right here, holding my breath. So people don't feel comfortable when you tell them, things change all the time. And we are now living in an age for the last, it didn't start immediately with the computer age, but certainly for the last 15 to 20 years, certainly. Our world is changing on a daily basis. Information is coming hard and fast. You can no longer know everything. It's not possible. You can, even in your field of study, even your field of expertise, you can no longer know everything. You can be pretty good at what you do, but you can no longer know it all.
Because the perimeter of our knowledge has gotten so vast, it isn't possible to know everything.
Yeah, correct. So
if any one of us now, right, not just you and I, but even the listeners went back 300 years.
You could know everything.
You could pretty much know all there was to know.
Yeah. And even with your limited knowledge that you have today from school science, you'd still be head and shoulders above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But this actually created a very interesting conundrum. So, like Dave has just said, for the longest time, there could be these Renaissance men and women, these multidisciplinary geniuses, right, that could stretch themselves across a number of different and diverse disciplines, up to about 100 years ago. After that, you had to specialize. And what we've done, so having these people that could sit across these disciplines would actually be very productive, would be very fruitful, because they could look at the world with different lenses. They could contribute a lot across the spectrum and bring things together. We have lost that pretty much. It's not possible. So we have actually painted ourselves into a corner. So all these silos, that's what they are. They exist in isolation. And because they do, we are not progressing as quickly as we could if we had these universal geniuses across it, you know, thinking across it, thinking outside the box. And there was a study done recently that actually said exactly that. right? We are now in a much worse position when it comes to multidisciplinary studies than we were ever before. And all of, and people, I guess because they never really experienced it in their academic careers, they're thinking now, and they think like the first people to think it, hey, it'd be really good if we all got together and talked about this thing, but from our different perspectives. Of course it would be a good idea, you numpties. But it's a revelation or an insight that these people are having now, simply because they've been so isolated, and this interdisciplinary work is very fruitful. It has, you know, it's very important as well. But again, the parasites are using all of these developments to their own advantage, which is to keep us ignorant. So the vast majority of the human race has no idea how civilization works. I would say out of the 8 billion people that are, you know, hip scop and dancing across the planet, I want to say half of 1%, if that, understands the ins and outs of our civilization. We're all consumers of it, don't get me wrong. Very few of us really fully appreciate or understand the context. And that goes from the political systems which we inhabit and how they operate, to our history, right down into the nitty-gritty of how your mobile phone works, or how they get the, how they actually carbonate your sparkling water. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because when water comes out of the ground, it is carbonated, but it's carbonated unevenly. So I know this is a little teaching moment here. So what they do is they actually separate the gas from the water and then mix it together in equal parts. So every bottle of mineral water that you buy or soft drink, whatever, is carbonated equally. They we went to a field trip when I was in Germany, a youngster, year 3 or year 4, I can't remember. And it was called Gerolstein, which was one of the springs, yeah, the carbonated springs. So we could drink as much as we wanted. We were so excited, lemonade and a cola-like drink. It wasn't Coca-Cola, obviously. It was like a knockoff. But we're so excited to go in there in the room. We're gonna drink as much as we want, right? Mm-hmm. When you're 12 years old, you can have as much soft drink as you want. It's awesome. Oh, except what they had done in the testing room, they had overcarbonated the drink, so we wouldn't drink too much. That's essentially what they did. It was completely unpalatable. So we all had a sip. Oh, we're full. Thank you very much.
Do you know what happened, Mackie? We went to an excursion, and it was to dairy farmers. Bottling plant, and they were making the custard.
Oh.
And you could get it in 600ml Tetra Paks,
nice.
Which is the folded cardboard. And I had one, and I went, oh, that's pretty good. Oh, I'll just have another one because it's all free.
Yeah.
And then when I finished the second one, it's like, oh, I can't eat anything at all.
Because you just
that's 1.2 liters.
Exactly. You are not actually full.
Yeah, more than full.
I have 1 kilo of custard in my belly.
Yeah, that's right. And then they said, oh, we have all these other free things. You can just have them, right? Yeah, you can only drink them here. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I have to sit down.
Go sit down and think happy thoughts, and I'll get it. I'll go for it. I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh no! Oh no! There was no doing that. I swear, I if I burped, I would just it would have been the end of me.
Burping custard. When I exhale custard. My lungs are full. My cup runneth over. Stop me, someone.
I was a silly child. So did you drink your absolute fill of that, or it just wasn't good enough to drink?
I certainly didn't. It was literally undrinkable. It was like drinking chili, because the carbon dioxide is actually really quite, it has this chili connotation to it. You know, if you put too much of it on your tongue, it is a little bit like pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't, and then we couldn't, and it didn't really taste very nice at all. But the point is that these excursions, you know, they were great, and you know, you enjoyed them. And I think there was this golden age of education that existed. And I want to say, and this is not for everybody in the world, obviously, but it probably started in the late 19th century, and then it went all the way up to maybe the 60s, maybe even the 70s. But after that, we seem to have completely lost our way, and in fact, I think we've forgotten why we're teaching what we're teaching. And you have to understand that actually coincided with the rise of the military industrial complex, because all of a sudden you have these mega corporations, right? You don't need thinkers anymore. I mean, you need some thinkers, sure enough, right? But they're going to come out of the Ivy League schools. That's okay. All the public education people, well, they can be the factory workers and the tradesmen, but we don't need them to think too much. We need cogs in the machine. We need cogs in the machine. And that's what we're our
You're
children.
Right. That definitely changed education. Yeah. Because in parallel to that change, Mickey, was also the early 80s invention of the calculator.
Yes.
All right. So what we learnt was the theory, not the output.
Yes.
Because the output was automated.
Yes.
So what we backtracked one step to not being marked on the output, but rather knowing the theory behind it. And I think that also led to that. I think that was a contributing factor.
It was, because we became lazy. Because that's what that does.
And you can't do it in your head.
Yeah, absolutely. It's laziness. Or at least work it out on paper even, you know? I mean, whatever. Because we had to show our work when I was young. We were not allowed. In fact, all my school career, and I went up to year 13 and joined. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is, all my school career, I was not allowed to take a calculator into an exam. Just wasn't allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Slide rules and all kinds of things, sure enough. Yeah, you can take all that in. Or even the calculus tables, et cetera.
Well, I had one of the only programmable calculators. So I could put entire equations in and then just have to feed the variables.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. And I did that for all of my exams.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd programmed the wrong equation in because I was never asked to use that to solve a problem. And it was kind of, I knew the equation, but I was just transferring it from a textbook pretty much.
Yeah.
I knew which ones I had to apply to when, but then actually doing the math on it. It's a computer that can do that.
Yeah.
The other thing was I was in the last class that did tech drawing, like actual tech drawing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After ours, they ended up putting computers in there and you just kind of did the simple CAD back then.
Right.
But you know, we had to do, you know, all the facets,
mm-hmm.
and then join it together and make a three-dimensional image from it. But it was all manual.
Yeah, and that's actually teaching you the skill, right? I mean, the machine's only meant to help you or make it faster or easier or whatever, but you should still have the skill, right? And I think what we're doing now, and we will do more of this going forward into the future, we will have less and less skills. We'll become more and more adept at using computers or interfaces like computers or something like it anyway, to do the work, but we will no longer have the skill or the creativity to actually do it. I mean, I work with a whole bunch of people, and some of them can't have an original thought if their life depended on it. It's just not in them, right? And I think we're going to have more and more people like that. Because that kind of, or that aspect of, I guess, our mind is not part of the educational curriculum that much anymore, right? They teach you to read and write and math, and that's pretty much it.
If you say so.
If you say so. I feel...
I'm perpetuating his argument, see?
No, I hear you. Exactly,
with an example,
right?
Yep.
I do fear that in the years to come, there will be... Because it's already started... Okay, this is really interesting. Because it started in multiple streams. So stream number one we discussed it at length was food. We've created a separation in society based on your income, and which will allow you then to purchase whatever food you can afford. So if you've got a high income, right, then chances are that you can buy better food, right? Organic food. And I always find it funny because my grandparents, all they had was organic food. That's all they had.
That's right.
But whereas the lower income people, right, and people that aren't as well to do, they're forced to get the processed food, the fast food, the food that isn't maybe as nutritious as
it
should
be. That's a good question. You said maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So today on the TV, I saw a promotion from one of the channels, you know, the show that's after the news. Like a current, kind of a current affair or something.
Okay, okay.
Did you know you can grow food at home?
And not just the mold in your bathroom.
Yeah, that's right, between the tiles in the grout.
Water? Like in the toilet?
But we all know, Mickey, that plants need electrolytes, right? So that's my favorite movie, Idiocracy. But they're promoting it like no one's ever heard of it before and saying that you can eat for free by growing your own food because we're going into it most probably a depression coming from first starting as a recession and then – you know, hyperinflation, et cetera, right? So this was their way to break that or to solve it. I thought it was very interesting, but you're absolutely right. Handing the mic back to you, this, wealth certainly does that. Now, if you don't have any money to add to what you were saying, you're just not considered a destination for food.
Correct. Correct. And it's not just that. Right, there's a multitude of other things which are no longer how can I put this best? They're no longer open to us, right? So food was one, education, mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. we can see here now, is another. Where if you pay for your child's education, chances are they will get a better education, especially if you pull through and then go to university, etc., right? Which is super expensive anyway. And not every country in the world is like this, but a lot of countries are like that. So depending on how much money you have, it will give you a better life.
Because you mentioned Ivy League before as university.
Mm-hmm.
Is tech or TAFE
mm-hmm.
At a high enough level to earn those high wages? Probably not. The boys club style private schooling gets you a leg up to begin.
Oh, it's plus the education. Lots of people that you meet. Yeah, I agree.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And then that going to one of those, you know, high schools will get you into a better university. If you apply yourself, I'm not saying you don't apply yourself, that absolutely creates three different generations of, layers of society. It's like if you wanted to be what's it called in the military, where you're like a boss. The role.
The general.
General.
Commanding officer.
Yeah, if you want to be a commanding officer, you've got to have been a university output.
Oh, to be an officer, you know, if you go to an academy and if you are, so there are two types of officers, right?
Sure.
And the ranking goes up right up to, in the Anglo-Saxon military, I think it's a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts at lieutenant, where you're a commissioned officer.
Right.
You would have gone to.
There's non-com and com.
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to have a university degree to become a commissioned officer.
That's right. So that was just one of those other layers I was talking about. Yeah. Like maybe you can call it class or layers in society, whichever way you think it's you think it applies.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other interesting thing is that, and this is something that has been on the cards for a while, is medication. All kinds of medication, in fact, right? Where medication creates a problem in the first instance, or the food creates a problem, potentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are medicating the issue that was created, either through medication or food or other exposures.
So long-term exposure we're talking here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And beautiful. There you go. But it's I can guarantee you that, again, the people that are not exposed to the additives in the food, that aren't exposed to over-medication when they're children, right, usually from more affluent families, they will have a better quality of life. And then, you know what the funny thing is, Dave? You know, we discussed this at length.
Yeah, yeah.
This, a lot of people have done a lot of genetic studies these days, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really... It really blew me away when we brought this to you some time ago. in the shiny side up. People that live stressful lives, you know, like and have maybe low paying jobs, but there's a lot of stress in their lives, right? And tend to age faster.
Oh, right. Absolutely, 100%.
And they die earlier on average.
Yes.
But the critical thing, the one thing that blew me away is they're actually passing that trait on in their genes, because their children or the children of people like that are born with shorter telomeres than people or the children of people in relatively affluent environments. That's a fact.
That is yes.
You're actually starting behind the eight ball right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how smart you are, how talented, how high or how high you rise in life, based completely on your own efforts, because you're such a talented person, right? By coming from a poorer background in the first place, you are genetically disadvantaged. Isn't that astounding? I think I don't even know. I have no words to describe this. I mean, it's like we're like bees. You know, only except bees aren't even that bad, right? Because bees, no, well, bees are fed a certain thing and they become a certain thing. They're not born a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are born with shorter telomeres if our parents had stressful lives. Now imagine the cumulative effect here. Mm-hmm. Imagine generations of poor people, right? Look at life expectancy across the world, or age-related diseases, or whatever you want, right? Or deterioration. I bet my bottom dollar you will find a bucket load of people that are from a poorer background, and over time, their lifespans decrease. That's what I reckon you will find.
Yeah, completely. I would also add that from wealthy down to poor, that the poorer you were, the more exposure you would have to say life-threatening toxins, more exposure, more long-term, the roles you would do would expose you to these things more than the people who were, wealthier, who would have more control over what they were able to come in contact with. I know it sounds really quite silly if you've not heard of this, but I see it to be a thing.
Well, actually, you make an excellent point. Think about this, everybody, in support of Dave's point. Where do poorer people live? In poor neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in poor neighborhoods? Well, chances are there are more high power electricity lines overhead. Chances are you're closer to industrial estates.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're closer to factories that might, put a lot of pollutants and toxins into the air.
You might be working in those factories.
You might indeed. You might be near toxic waste dumps. You might be so, that's because that's the only place you can afford to live, right? So over time, and this is something that in the 19th century with social Darwinism they actively pursued. They had these grand ideas, Cecil Rhodes, he was one of the worst. the country Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, was named after him. Cecil Rhodes. Yeah, anyway, and he's also the Rhodes Scholarship is given out.
Is that what that is? Okay.
That's correct. So you can imagine who they give that to. But ultimately, that's how they saw the world. They wanted to engineer the human race into the Eloi and Morlocks, right? So if you're
it's
at the time machine,
brave new world.
It is brave. It's brave new world, 100%. But even before Brave New World, H.G. Wells wrote The Time Machine, where the Eloi and the Morlocks had been separated and evolved into two different strands of humanity, if you will, right? Deliberately or accidentally initially.
Intentionally.
And that was really the rage. I mean, all H.G. Wells was doing is he reflected the zeitgeist, the thought at the time that people had. I mean, Darwinism was new. And clearly if Darwinism is right evolution, then, there has to be such a thing as social Darwinism. Right, which you can apply to people and societies in general, right? And psychohistory, if you read Foundation, is similar, except it's more about the prediction of large-scale population movements rather than, socially engineering people to fit a certain mold. But these ideas aren't new. They have been around for a long, long time, right? And what is a fact as well, if you look at the Middle Ages in Europe, for example, but you'll find this all over the world, there's a massive difference between the people that were the ruling class and the people that were the peasants. Now, the ruling class in Europe, they were all knights, you know, usually had, you know, castles, horses, but they were also physically bigger. They were physically stronger, right? Because they ate the meat. They ate the prime cuts, etc. Whereas the peasants, even though they did hard work, they were quite wiry and strong, but they weren't as tall or big.
Oh, there's some lovely filth over here.
We don't have a, I didn't vote for you. Whereas the you know, the average folk didn't. And if you look at Asian populations as well, it's really interesting to see. So Asians in Asia, especially you know, if you go to Asia, you'll find they're not that big.
No, you're tall. You're not that tall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that tall either. But if you go to different parts of Asia, you will find that there's a massive variation. If you go to the north of China, you will see very big Chinese people. It's all about diet, so rice and fish, right? And the funny thing is this. So I have a lot of friends that were born overseas, just by the, you know, both from India, Fiji, and China, Malaysia, etc. So usually the elder sibling was born in that country and lived there for 8-10 years, right? And then they come over here. And their siblings, they were either born here or born over there, but came when they were very, very young. And it was never my intention to deliberately study this, but I was just fortunate enough to observe it. The siblings that had been born overseas and had lived there for, you know, a fair amount of time were physically smaller.
That's right.
They were shorter. They were not as physically, not as built, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the siblings that had either been born here in Australia or had come here when they were very, very young are quite a bit larger. Not fat, but bigger built, more solid, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just think about this, Mackie. If we took two genetically, or, you know, 100 each genetically equivalent seeds and grew them, say, in your backyard or in a hydroponic setup, where it's the conditions are perfect every day, nutrients are perfect every day, always the right amount. But if you have a similar set where the nutrients aren't there every day, the water isn't there every day when it's required, and the sunlight is varied and non-consistent, each one of the elements that the plants need to grow, for instance, will in your example, your set or my hydroponic set, for instance, I don't have hydroponics, but you're making a perfect environment for the plant to grow, and everything's where when it needs it to be. Same thing with a food source and your living conditions, even what elements, what minerals are in the water, like the cleanliness of the water. How much do you get sick? How much do you have to fight that? All the energy you take, do you get enough sleep? Blah, 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 right? So everything contributes to your growing. And if you know, if you've got children anywhere, any of the listeners, you'll find they grow more during the school holidays.
Yes, correct.
And that's because they're not using a lot of that resource that they'd be thinking, rather than they're playing and enjoying themselves. It's a crazy thing. They don't have the regimen of, you know, cutting their sleeping short.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it is really, I mean, if you want to tall children, right, let them sleep.
Yeah.
Let them sleep, that's what you do. And swim. My cousin, who, when and on my father's side, they weren't giants, and neither were his, on his, like, he's my auntie's blood auntie's son, and even his father wasn't, you know, that tall. But in effect, his brother and sister were quite short. However, my cousin, who was the youngest, went to swim every summer for 6 weeks, every day. Every day he would swim. Mm-hmm. Right? It was like an island in the middle of the Bosporus in Istanbul, and that island, they were well-to-do, so don't worry about that. And they didn't own the island, but, you know, it's like a swim school, all-day swim school. And he was head and shoulders above everybody else, because he rested, he slept for this period, and like he would swim in the morning, eat lunch, sleep, swim in the afternoon, eat some more, and sleep again, and that would be his 6 weeks of summer. for several years. And again, I mean, you can say whatever you like, but you can see the effect that a different kind of diet and different kind of activities have on the body, because he has the same parents and both his sister and brother are significantly shorter than his.
Wow.
And I mean, significantly. And so so the human form is quite malleable, right? We can mold it, we can shape it. And that's what's happening today. And don't think this is not deliberate, right? We are marching, we're galloping towards a state of idiocracy. You might have seen the movie. And it's a funny movie.
Electrolytes.
What do you mean, like in the toilet? It's not funny when you just take a step back. I mean, most things that we laugh at, if you take a step back and you actually look at it, you go, this is pretty serious stuff. I mean, it's funny. It's presented in a funny way, but, you know, we should really think, like, Yes Minister. I don't know if you ever watched that British show. I mean, you laugh.
It is because absolutely spot on true.
Oh, yeah. And it's phenomenally funny.
Yeah,
but
right.
Dave is right. The scenarios that are portrayed in that show are completely accurate. I mean, this is actually how government works.
It was filmed in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
And it's still true today.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Look, if you haven't seen it, I mean, you probably can buy the DVD set or something, or maybe somebody's streaming it. Maybe BBC. I'm sure BBC would be streaming it. Someone is streaming it. Watch it. Do yourself a favor and watch it, because it is phenomenal. And then you laugh, and then you go, oh, hang on. That's actually how it is. I shouldn't be laughing. I should be angry, right? But you can't help it because it's so funny. And this is really where we are, right? We are presented with these situations, and they are funny. And Idiocracy is a funny movie, but we are truly stampeding toward a state of idiocracy. And the funny thing is this, it's happening in the more well-to-do nations, more than in the poorer nations.
I see the poorer nations looking for a military strength, dictator-style rule, whereas the more affluent nations at the moment in the West are looking for comical people that kind of entertain them a little. Because when you look around at what we currently have, which I would expect would be the absolute best human being that country could possibly, create.
I think that ship has sailed, dude.
I don't see it. It's not. Yeah. There's no evidence of that in the last 10 years or greater.
Yeah, greater.
There's only buffoons. There's, buffoons, cheats, liars, and thieves.
Yes.
And yes. I don't understand how they became the only choices. And that's why Mackie and I do go on quite a bit with Kang and Kodo's examples, because it doesn't matter in the end who you truly vote for. And I think when those characters were created, it really sold me on that idea.
Oh, completely.
But I think it highlighted it. It's got the highlighting pen out and gone, this is where we actually live. In that satire, I think it's told us everything we need to know.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, and this is how they've done it, the parasites, that is.
Uh-huh.
That's how they've done it with most things that are impossible to hide. So the truth is, you can't keep things a secret forever. That's true. That is true. What you can do, you can discredit the truth. And how do you do that? Well, you can discredit the messenger, right? You go after them. You say, well, this person is
crazy.
Character
assassination.
Completely, right? Or you discredit the subject altogether. Oh, this is just a crazy topic to talk about. Anti-gravity, that's just insane. Why would you even look at that, right? Or
It defies the laws of physics, Becky, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or you make it part of popular entertainment. Make it part of a movie. Make it part of a comedy routine, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was probably a stroke of genius to have shows like Yes Minister, for example, where, it is absolutely how it is. and it was, I guess, meant to be satire to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But people go, no, that's impossible. I mean, you talk to people today, I can't believe that. No, I don't believe that. And this is with anything that is presented out there in the world. And unless you really, you hit people over the head with it, right? Literally. They will just not believe you. It can't be like that, Mickey. Sure. No, I don't believe you. What do you mean we've never gone to the moon? Well, we have gone to the moon. What do you mean we didn't go to the moon in 1969? What do you mean? What do you mean these airbrushed pictures? Where's this airbrushed? Oh, that. Oh, that's not a real picture. No, it is. That's not a real NASA picture. No, it actually is. That can't be.
It's from their own website, guys. That's right.
It's not possible, Mickey. No, the plans to fly passenger planes into U.S. civilian targets and have them flown by Cubans.
It was going to be a basketball team. That's right.
Here it is. This is the evidence. No. Montauk. That can't be true.
You know, Bay of Tonkin can't be true. But even though the U.S. military has admitted it, right? Oh, UFOs can't be a thing. Oh no, we call them UAPs now. And yeah, they are. There are things in the sky. We don't know what they are, right? The other thing is, Mickey, that the world is changing politically, where the gap is now so large between the people and the politicians that the aspects of the feudal system, that's feudal, isn't it, where there's one rule for them, one rule for us?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So Boris Johnson in the UK, while everyone was under extreme lockdown, they just had a mask-off, you know, party. And they got busted having the party, and then he goes, well, yeah, kind of, I didn't know the rules. Mate, you wrote the rules. And you just decided they didn't apply to you. Yep. Like the other people who thought it didn't apply to them and went against those rules, you maced them in the street. Not personally. You know what I mean? So they became these overlords who were, you know, enforcing one set of rules upon the people, but then just doing whatever they wanted in the back rooms.
Something crazy just happened. I'm just
what happened?
While we're talking, I'm always also looking at other information. So I've got several screens open. So I'm, you know,
it's like Elvis.
I've got ADHD. I don't know what it is. I was just scrolling through some TV shows that are coming, and as we're talking about this, right?
So
there's a TV show out right now, streaming. Yep. I think I don't know which platform it's streaming. It's called the Pentaverate. Penta, Pentavere. Sorry, V-E-R-A-T. Pentaverate.
Okay. Yep.
Now, this is the synopsis. And
remember
what we just talked about. It's Penta means five and Verate means truth. So the truth of the five, I guess, right? And it'll become clearer when I
when I read you.
The Pentaverate explores a secret society of five men who have been working to influence multiple major world events for as long as the Black Plague of 1347. Taking on the call to uncover the truth, a Canadian journalist finds himself at the center of the mission to potentially save the world. That's the synopsis of the show.
Good grief. And we've been talking about this 10 years.
What Dave and I have done, we have missed out on many lucrative deals because we just don't think that anybody would buy any of this stuff because why would you, right? But now I look at Jupiter Rising, you know, I look at The Matrix, mm-hmm. I look at a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, etc. as well, where you except for They Live, that predated my evolution. But you look at these things and you go, we talked about this for years. Now someone made it into a show. But my point here is, because it's now made into a show, if somebody were to come to someone with that, I guess, conspiracy theory, if you will.
That's going to be laughed, yeah.
It's in a show. Yeah, okay,
that's right.
But get the butterfly net. and this is really, I mean, literally, I was just browsing here, right? And I go, what? it's just, I don't know what to say. This is there's no such thing as coincidence, right, in this world. But I think we can all agree that we are manipulated to a massive extent. And all these pillars of control and uncertainty that Dave and I have shared with you, they're real. It is happening today. And we've brought you evidence as to how to that works, and we've also shown you how you could remedy the negative effects of exposure to whatever it might be, right?
Ding, ding, 3 minutes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. And it's really up to you. I mean, Dave and I, we do what we can for our families and anyone who will listen to this radio station, right? It's up to you to make up your own mind, right? And don't just blindly follow anyone, because you should always distrust anyone who says, I've got the truth. Just follow me. I'm very suspicious of people like that, because I've been in this game now for over 40 years trying to figure it all out actively, right? Not what the machine wants to feed me, but I have to go outside the machine, look at the edges. My grandfather did the same thing, and he was a great influencer of my thoughts as I grew up. And I haven't got the truth for you. Dave and I present you with a whole bunch of ideas, and we have got a pretty good arc on what it all could be when we look at the hypothesis, right? But we're not arrogant enough to call the theory or the truth. It's just the truth of gravity. No, it's a theory of gravity. It's a theory of evolution. It's a theory of relativity. These are all theories. And we know we know they're in fact not true, because the universe doesn't behave how it should.
That's right. So just all of the concepts we put forward are open for new information and open to change. And that's what differentiates us from most of the other people who just call it out as this is the truth, or this is the, this is fact. Oh, everybody knows it, Mickey.
Everybody knows it. Occam's Razor. even when we're right, because we talked about the 2020 event.
Mm-hmm.
Eight years ago, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Right? And we were right. And other things we were right about as well. I mean, it's happening. It's we're now in crazy town. Crazy town. But look, I'm very fortunate in my life. Dave is pretty lucky in his life, and there are the trials and tribulations that we all face, of course. But we are living in a country that allows us to do so with a certain modicum of dignity. And there's the music. Look, don't go away. Mitchell Buff is coming up with the best year for the business. But remember, this is listener-funded radio. That means you please donate whatever currency or form of currency you wish to. We can take it all. Keep the servers running. But most of all, this was The Cave. We'll talk to you again on Sunday in the Shiny Set Out, or next Tuesday in The Cave. And be safe.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! A nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Get
I don't want
mad.
You to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
That's right. All I know is first, you've got to get mad. Because, well, they're crazy mad. You just have to be pissed mad today. Now look and see what's going on in the world. Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Revolution in the Morning Show. Live from Franklin County, Virginia, I'm your host, Mitchell Thupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. You don't have cognitive dissonance. You don't have learned helplessness. They want you to think along those lines. But most people do not. You're just lulled into a comfort zone, I guess you could call it. So anyway, everybody, hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. freedomslips.com. Come on down and join us. You can call in and listen at 518-906-1839. Now, folks over here in the chat room are Navy and Driver, Dan and Jer Bear and William and Mitchell and Mecky and Zog. The Real Deal, Dirt Engineer, Timed Out. Oh, no. Yes, Gino2017, all here in the chat room. So I hope you all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, my goodness. What did we have going on? Well, it's just sheer craziness as the Democrats bring in a, how should we say it? A wave of anger and people upset and everything else about abortion. Yes, it brought in more barriers at the Supreme Court. There are police and national park people keeping, federal police, I believe, and keeping groups of protesters apart. Some for and, of course, those against ending Roe versus Wade. The rumors of the leaker being identified have yet to be confirmed as far as I can see. So yeah, it's a, wow. It's a crazy thing that's happening right now. We're going to have another summer of violence sponsored by the Democrat Party, sponsored by the Marxists and the socialists who would murder a baby up to 3 years old. Yeah. Listen, when you start talking about abortion, you better get some numbers straight and you better understand exactly what people believe. Because it is all over the board. And if you would look at what they're doing out there in the satanic state of California and probably a few others, they don't abort masses of cells as pro-abortion members say, you know, it's just a mass of cells. No, in California and other places, they would tear a baby's head off and limb to limb, as the cervix dilated to have birth. It's madness. It really is madness. You know, the personal issue that's none of the government's business. And in all honesty, I don't agree with it at the state government level, but it's the state's right to legislate it as the state sees fit. As I said yesterday on the late part of Jim Fetzer's show, this federalism that came in, this wave of consolidation of everybody and everything, including the debts after the Civil War, that, you know, essentially put the United States back under the world banksters. And then the Federal Reserve Bank was essentially, you know, a conglomeration of criminal activity, if you ask me. But anyway, everybody fears violence and unrest. Well, of course, this is what Democrats do. This is how Democrats suppress speech and freedom. Now, there is no final announcement until the summer, okay, which would be good for Democrats, in all honesty. So, you know, and actually, I believe it's August is when it was going to be announced for some reason. That sticks in my mind. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I had believed late summer. So the White House is now scrambling to override the Constitution and try to bring in Roe versus Wade as a law into the land. It would not surprise me if Democrats try to do an executive order of some kind and then say we have pending legislation. And then just keep pounding it through as if it's the real law of the land when it hasn't been validated or it's just an illegal executive order. I mean, the government's already ruling by fiat. Ah, sons of bitches. So they want to throw out the filibuster and go to a just straight majority to put this stuff into law. And everybody in the world knows that's unconstitutional. And this is part of what this drive to push a civil war in the United States. You know, this is another piece of this that Democrats are doing. So, while the uproar at home over abortion, you know, which is a nunya, not governments, just personal business, nobody else's. But then again, you know, it really does seem to go from, you know, liberalized abortion or abortion all the way to infanticide and murder. You know, many liberals and Democrats are not, you know, wanting to have literally any limits. I mean, some of these crazies went up to, what, to 3 years? Your child? You know, if your kid turns out to be some psychopathic, mean ass, man, you know, so-and-so, you know, up to 3 years, they say, you know, you can just euthanize the kid. I mean, yeah, murder the kid. Euthanize. Oh, yeah, medical-assisted life-ending shit. Yeah, like they do in Canada now. If you're too poor to better your medical and other condition, you know, and life conditions, you know, you pretty soon you're just going to be medical assisted dead. And then the Trudeau government will say, all right, man, we saved another $90 million on our health cares. Yeah. I mean, we can distribute that amongst ourselves as savings. These people are sick, man. They're stupid. You have to be a full-blown retard to sit here and today and say, I'm glad I took the jab. Knowing what we know today. Number one, it doesn't work. Period. End of story. Number two, it was never tested on pregnant women. Not by Pfizer. They tested some mice, and the mice pregnant mice didn't show any or many or whatever side effects from the Pfizer vaccine. So they said it was okay for pregnant women. Now this is not a lie. This is what the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Effing Fauci, Dr. Collins, and the rest of these effing bastards said and did. Think about it. They were giving this stuff to pregnant women, and the only thing they had tested it on before was pregnant mice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, what's this, like the Tuskegee experiments, except, you know, it's on everybody. Women that had problems with their pregnancy after getting the jab, or they were lactating and it was our mRNA was passing into the baby through the lactate. Yeah, I mean, you're dosing the baby every time you give breastfed it, I guess. I don't know. But none of that was checked. They didn't know. They didn't. It's as if they didn't want to effing know. Meanwhile, Moderna's making record profits. That's right. What else was there? Was some other stuff. And, you know, if you want to see if you want to read it and some of this stuff for yourself, you know, you can go to the website. You can search Pfizer documents release, and the P professional medical and something. I'm sorry. I don't remember their website. I was there when I was looking at some of these other documents, and it's just, there's so much information coming out right now that it's very hard to keep up with anything and everything, because it's hammering through the news cycles. Hey, Zog, if you didn't hear, and here's another thing, okay? California has already come out and said, look, man, if anybody wants to have an abortion, you can come get a free trip to Disneyland in California, and we'll turn you rainbow over and make sure that your baby gets aborted on the vacation. Yeah, they're offering basically paid vacations to California to have abortions now through Medi-Cal. For any citizen in the United States, that's one of the proposals that they got going on in California. And they're all offended. Oh my God, how can you not have abortion? Man, I mean, we got to have abortion up until 3 months old. And you can't look at the autopsy. You can't have somebody look at the body for abuse. These people are a bunch of sick bastards. Man, I'm telling you. That's like the former governor of Virginia. Oh, good old Ralphie Northam. Yeah, remember, Ralph Northam said, yeah, well, you know, if the baby's born alive, you know, we can put it in a closet and then we can go talk about, you know, discuss whether you want it to live or not. Knowing by the time you come back, it's dead. genocidal scum sucking assholes. Meanwhile, all Tractor for Farm Supply and other places, man, it's a competition now. Yeah, that's right. Everybody's going to have to put the horsey paste for ivermectin and the ingredients for a horse's ulcer. That's right. To cure a horse's ulcer, there are there's an anarchist recipe now that is put out on the internet. I'm not telling you where to go get it, or you can search for it if you'd like, that you can have your own, make your own chemicalized abortion pill. Yeah. So why in the hell is government in anything? They can't stop people from printing guns if they chose to. They can't stop people from taking horsey paste if they don't want to. They can't even stop people from giving themselves horsey ulcer abortions. Let alone meth and heroin and marijuana and ecstasy and roofies and ruffles and, hey, take your pick, you know? I mean, he's got, you have to choose a battle somewhere along the line, right? And it literally, you can't stop it. I mean, you can't stop people from figuring out what chemicals are in ordinary supplies, whether they be household chemicals, whether they be, you know, other pharmaceutical pills and stuff. You know, whether they be from the farm store and like horsey paste or this other stuff, you know, whether they be from Walmart or whether they're lithium batteries from over the hill. It's such a wide variety of chemicals and combinations that idiots want to make shit and then snort it, eat it, coke it, smoke it, whatever. They're fools. To me, that's foolish. But then, you know, that's life, isn't it? We're foolish human beings sometimes. But horsey paste, and now these, you know, make these abortion pills from some kind of horse ulcer medicine? You know, I really never thought about it. You know, and because of the array of stuff, you know, we have all these specialized chemicals wherever in all these medicines and foods and such. We don't think about it. I know there's a group of certain segment of society that uses it, you know, some of them for health purposes, but some of them just to get, you know, how should we say it, you know, messed up. To get effed up, you know, to have a good time or to trip or whatever. You know, but I really don't like playing chemical Russian roulette with any part of my body. I guess that's how I look at it. Anyway, hey, good morning, Wally. Anyway, yeah. Let's see what else we got going on here news information-wise. Police clashed with protesters at an abortion rally. Governor Newsom says, where is the Democrat Party? They're in Ukraine getting kickbacks. Don't you know that? They all had to go buy Hunter Biden paintings. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many Hunter Biden war paintings got sold this week. World's richest man will make users pay for tweet. Is that the next one? Oh, that's right. Twitter is going to be you got to pay a dime or a penny for each tweet. Sure. Not happening. I don't use, you know, I like Twitter. I fool around on it some, but none of those platforms mean a whole hell of a lot to me because they are so false in the face that you see on them, even on Facebook, where you are fed data and information from even from people that you choose, right? And automatically, you know, by friending them. And how should we say it? You cannot win. Your mind is twisted. The algorithms that are used on social media platforms, I believe, are slowly used to change your mind to a different idea. I don't believe, you know, you want to talk about information, disinformation, and all of that. Well, what about managed informational content that is meant to persuade you not in the minute, not in the moment of rage and anger, but insidiously over time, over months and weeks? It's like sending your child off to college, your bright 18-year-old kid. You know, you send her or him off to college and see what they are like when they come back, and see how their personality and their ideas of life have changed. And then after 4 years or 6 years for the master's, and then, of course, you know, by the time they are piling it higher and deeper, they are so immersed into a culture that has grown their intellect, made them intellectually smart, but has stopped their thinking because they have been so narrowed down and focused. They are not thinking, how should I say it, in a broader sense of reality. They are thinking in just a small conceptual piece of knowledge and information. And, you know, if you live on a point on a map, then I guess that's okay. But none of us live on a point on a map. More of the leaked audio from, what's her name? From, Liz Cheney, said Kevin McCarthy said the 25th Amendment takes too long. And he was talking about Trump and January 6th and, you know, this changeover of government and January 20th. You know, now we know that it was a complete lie. Trump won.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark, world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Yes, the United States of America is at a de facto war with Russia. You may not think that. The evidence otherwise is on the table, showing that we are just kind of sleepwalking into this nuclear war. And listen, the United States government is helping kill Russian generals, okay? They're using their communications and intelligence and spy satellites and all this other stuff, you know, to locate these generals. And then feed that information to the Ukrainians. The United States is training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16s at Ramstein Air Force Base. Did you know that? The Canadian general who was allegedly captured in Ukraine has been charged with child pornography in Canada. That's strange, isn't it? Anyway, The steel plant at Maripol has gone dark, and there's no communications coming out of there. Remember, that is six stories below the ground, that the bomb shelters, armored kind of concreted headquarters of the Azov battalion. Remember, they tried to fly out a bunch of their people, their leadership, and they all got killed. They all got slaughtered in the air and on the ground. Wow. It's really screwed up. And, you know, listen, the United States of America, started this in 2014 under Barack Obama. Okay. Barack Obama essentially started World War III and he set up the trigger for it, and he set up his party, because the only way to protect the Democrat Party and the President Biden is to have Ukraine become such a mess that any indictments of Ukrainian embassy staff by John Durham, by, you know, these top level diplomats that Biden is using right now, and Jake Sullivan, is it Jake Sullivan? No, Jake Sullivan's the other guy. Jake Tapper? No. Yeah, Tapper, not Trapper. Or is it Trapper? Hell, I don't remember which scumbag floated to the top of the Biden hemorrhoids. But anyway, that's the problem, okay? You have high-level criminals that are essentially getting ready to be indicted, okay, that have this deep stake in Ukraine becoming this complete shit storm. And it's, you know, they think it actually makes Biden a war president. A war president can always get reelected. These people don't have any idea, what they're doing. And, you know, they don't understand either why Vladimir Putin has shown restraint as much as they scream and holler. You know, and besides, you can't believe really anything that comes out of any of these outlets that are directly tied to the governments. You know, the ghost of Kiev, remember that brave fighter pilot who fought off six or seven or a dozen Russian MiGs and became the hero of Kiev and never existed. His death was also, well, a fantasy, trying to cover up the end of it. And then when they were asked, they said, well, I don't know. No, that guy that got shot down, he wasn't the ghost of Kiev. They tried to create him as that hero, but it all blew up in their face. It's crazy. It's sheer crazy. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Moderna, $21 billion of vaccine sales this year. Yeah, hey, that ought to put some money in somebody's pocket. And, you know, the coroners, you know, the funeral homes, and, you know, and the doctors and nurses and everybody else. Yeah, that ought to put a lot of people in the box. Oh, God. What else we got going on here? Wow. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, God. See, and that's the thing. Testing for COVID today. And I got this message in the chat here. And, a person that has gotten COVID already can get COVID again, because remember, a COVID does not essentially check for COVID-19 virus. It can't distinguish between any other coronavirus fragments, okay? A coronavirus, influenza A, influenza B, other influenzas that are round in nature like a ball with all the little spikies all coming up off of it, right? Well, it can't distinguish between there what they are. And I guess the question I would ask is how many cycles did they run? I mean, and I think that's the real question. You know, when you're looking at these PCR tests that are worthless, okay, they're effing worthless. Remember, Kamala Harris allegedly had COVID for 14, 15 days, and she finally tested negative, okay? This is not us checking for COVID. It's checking for leftover bits and pieces of cells or viruses, and then it multiplies them and checks for a viral load of some kind. Yeah. It's sheer crazy. It really is. Anyway, you'll never, because of the way the protocols are set, that what they have to do, see, and this is my belief, this is my conspiracy theory now that I have, that, you know, because they've injected so many people with the mRNA vaccine, that those people are susceptible to viruses, not the average person. And that is because the vaccine turned off part of their immune system. So the spike proteins and essentially everything could be attached to the body without it having an immune response against the vaccine itself. So, you know, and this is just sheer lunacy. You know, particularly when you see, you know, you go over to the document Pfizer release. Here it is. The phmpt.org. Public health and medical professionals for transparency. May 2nd, there are bunches of downloads of different documents, and it is it's amazing. You know, when you look at what the public was told about the Pfizer vaccine and what is actually in the research papers, there should be a special counsel appointed by the Attorney General's office. The disconnect between the public, Center for Disease Control, and the FDA Food and Drug Administration. They're public statements, they're public documents, 100%, in many cases are 180 degrees from what is actually in the Pfizer studies. Now, you know, I know Kevin Kleinsmith, you know, in his, well, I tried to not say not that it was not, you know, bad, good, not, you know, it's idiocracy. So here we have essentially the same type of professional failure by the FDA and the CDC. And, you know, they may not have even looked at the data. They may have just looked at the results of what the summations were that were sent in and never parsed the data themselves. Here in the over, I'm going to post this link to the documents over there in the chat room at revolution.radio. So you can go pop in there and get that stuff. Anyway, yeah, it's a hell of a thing. What we see government doing today. Ah, man, government. Oh, God. Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at here? Here's a Mike Cernovich. Was this clip or was this what was this? We'll see. Yeah. Here is typical idiot liberals, right?
Bring in Mallory Carroll. She's the vice president of communications for the Susan B. Anthony List. That's a nonprofit that works with elected officials to support their conservative platform. And among that, of course, is abortion issues as well.
So, Mallory, let's get right to it. What's your reaction to this draft opinion, this leak that happened today and what we've learned?
Well, it's certainly shocking. I mean, this leak is unprecedented, but we are hopeful if the final decision reflects and resembles in any way this draft, we'll be very pleased. It will be the court at long last after 50 years taking their thumb off the scale and allowing the American people through their elected representatives to use the tools given to us by our founders to employ the tools of democracy and pass laws that reflect the values of the people. And in many states, a pro-life majority has been crying out for reasonable limits on abortion that have been prevented by Roe versus Wade and subsequent abortion rulings from the court. So this will be a great win for the pro-life movement. We are hoping to see a robust debate in many states and, of course, the aforementioned, you know, automatic laws that will go into effect to protect unborn children. But this is important that the people decide, and a majority of Americans support some limits on abortion. Even half of all Democrats support limits on abortion, and that's not what we have right now because of Roe versus Wade. The United
States. No, we basically have unlimits on abortion, right? Yeah, it's idiocracy. Government shouldn't be in it. Hey, meanwhile, here's a classic blast from the past for all you loving liberals out there.
Lives matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortion clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
Amen. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, that was there was a bunch of, nurses and doctors protesting for Black Lives Matter, man. Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, but unborn baby, black babies don't matter. It's idiocracy. It's crazy. Wow. Anyway, it's well. So yeah, it's a hell of a thing that's going on out here. What else? I got some other stuff lined up here. Let's see. Yeah, teachers' unions. Do they have too much power? Probably. More than likely, yeah. And our government officials, man, I'm telling you, these guys don't inspire any effing confidence. Yeah. Here's a clip. Here's a start a clip of that about the mRNA vaccine. And safe and effective for pregnant women. Listen to this.
Probably the most disturbing and the most important. Basically, this report written by a female physician analyzing the documents shows that pregnant women were excluded from the trials before they concluded it was safe and effective. Mm. They concluded it was safe and effective based on mice and the autopsies of mice fetuses. And that horrifically, the Department of Defense data shows that female soldiers' pregnancies are experiencing an absolutely catastrophic rate of abnormalities and fetal problems. So it's so important. I'm just going to read it. It's super fast. She says, to date, there have not been any human clinical trials. This is really real, what you're hearing, conducted by a COVID-19 vaccine pharmaceutical company to determine if vaccines are safe during pregnancy or while breastfeeding. All emergency use authorizations exclude pregnant women, and no COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use during pregnancy.
Yeah, so it's disgusting. And people will... how should I say it? People will be, won't understand when, you know, people go postal, so to speak, when people go crazy, when people have that mental breakdown, when they realize that, oh my God, you know, I trusted my doctor and my nurses and my hospital and they poisoned me. And now they want, to have another round. They want to have some more. It's, sheer crazy. It really is what we see today. And, you know, oh, by the way, in the middle of all of this, here is the piece of information that you may have missed. You may not have heard about, but I'm sure most of the audience here at Revolution Radio has heard about Agenda 2030. Did you hear what just happened this week or yesterday? Were you aware or are you aware of what's really going on, you know, that the Agenda 2030 has been accelerated and that the United Nations the General Secretary Antonio Guterres signed an agreement to accelerate Agenda 2030. That's a partnership between the United Nations and Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum. It's the new effing world order. If you missed, didn't hear it, listen.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
Agenda, the 2030 agenda. Yeah. They're worried. They're worried because you're getting a clue faster than most people realize, or most people that realize that this president is, a dumbass.
Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Oh, yeah, the most extreme. Hey, shit for brains. Did you ever hear of the Boston Tea Party? Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, if Hunter Biden sold tea, that shit would be dumped in the harbor today. Is there a Hunter Biden tea factory out there we can raid? I'm just asking for the patriots out here. These people are idiots. They're idiots. It's sheer craziness what we see going on today. And Psaki still negotiating with MSNBC, I guess, trying to get more money, has this to say.
Considerations.
It sounds like you're saying then that's a yes, he would consider this a legitimate decision.
Well, there is not even a decision yet. We don't know the validity of the – we know that this is a leaked document. It is not the final opinion, so I just can't speak to that hypothetically at this point in time.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, that's what I would say. Look, hell, I don't know. It's not final. We don't know what it's going to be. This is just a leaked whatever. It's supposed to be original, but, we don't know what the final is going to be. Now, if they were smart, they would move the final up to, next week, and they would squeeze it out just to kill the controversy. But I doubt the Supreme Court will do that, or maybe give it an expedited, process, right? Meanwhile, some more clips of good old Mayorkas testifying in Congress has come out, and it is just it's just crazy. It is. There's the music. We'll be right back. Station promotions coming now. God bless. Good day. And we'll be back.
Research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio.